That's life. It was 6 a.m. That's when the slug slayed him. Little Bobby Simmons from the projects. Four kids in a Lex, snorting cocaine, feeling hostile effects. You know the steelo, slugs flew next. Glock from Tex, Bobby must have had a slow reflex, cause he got hit before he let one off. Now he's shaking on the ground, spitting blood when he coughing. I could tell that he wasn't gonna make it. His mom won't be able to take it, but that's life. Yo, we live by the sword and we die by the knife. Bobby left behind three kids and a wife. Conversations in, reminiscence of days we had together, full of peace and love. Plus blood stains on the block with a story attached about how a nigga got scratched. Yo, it's a daily thing. Niggas die, babies born, crack addictions, another crime. Somebody crying to the police about a problem. Another one of your niggas incarcerated. My little dog just told me that his mom's smoking. I could see it in his eyes that he heartbroken. Didn't think that it could happen to him. Came home from school early, caught his mom puffing on a stem. She seen him looking, but wasn't shook by it. And I think the intrigue caused Shorty to try it. Now he lost in a tailspin, converted to sin. Nasty ass sores all over his skin. Possessed with a demon, scheming and plotting. Deep rotten, slave nigga in this field of cotton. All this hope lost, another victim for the Holocaust. Full blown, AIDS cyclone, romance in the stone, in the twilight zone. Cause Shorty can't leave it alone, that's what he told me. On the block while he was chilling with his mama. Now how's that for drama? With such heavy burden, it's hard for one to think sometimes.